six-bedroom home.
The lot directly to the west is also owned by MTS Ventures. And then the following two lots to the west are still owned by the developer. The two to the east are owned by another person who does not live there. I don't know who they are.
Okay. Anybody got any questions?
Just a little bit about the house. Obviously, it'll be of like or similar materials in the exterior to, per the rest of the neighborhood. I'm a custom home builder for a living, so typically the houses that I build are around 4,000 to 5,000 square feet, $500,000 homes, and have nicer end finishes. The architect will be Bill Ernst out of Springfield, Missouri. We like to, one of the niches that I build are handicap accessible homes. We'd like to make the bottom level accessible, barrier-free, so that somebody with a disability could utilize the vacation rental.
Okay.
I've talked to him about the parking for so many bedrooms, and he submitted a parking plan that we'll present in the public hearing. An overview of where his house is going to lay on the property. Okay. So.
We'll see you November the 13th.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Old or new business is Emery Creek lot split. Or is somebody there?
That would be Ginger. She asked to be on the agenda to bring something about some Emery Creek lot splits. So.
I know recently or within the last several years, there's been several of our lots that have been split into two parcels. I've got some information for all of you guys to look at. The most recent was in March. Vacation World had a lot that was split, which means that instead of it being a little over an acre, it is now like half to three-fourths of an acre. When you split lots like that, because almost all of the lots except for our phase six, which has 5 acres, when you split lots like that, the value of the properties around there is going to go down, and that means that also revenues for the county would be down, and I don't think we really want to do that. The first page there is a letter that Kay Bohr had sent out. She emailed, and it was in 2015. I'm not for sure if any of you actually received it since she had emailed it, and it may have gotten lost not knowing where for it to go to. So as you can see, our sewer plant that we have is a sand plant, and it was only built to accommodate a certain amount of lots. If we're dividing up the lots, it's eventually, as they're sold, which they're selling pretty good right now, as they're being sold, it's going to put extra, extra burden upon that sewer plant, which is going to create problems, and probably we're going to have to do more maintenance on it also. I gave you a copy of Article 5, the use and building restrictions, 514, and restrictions also from our subdivision of our CCRs. And in our CCRs, it states that no lots are supposed to be split unless there was approval from the POA. And I don't know how these lots have been, you know, getting split. I know you guys have approved them. Maybe you weren't aware of our CCRs, but there was a reason, and I think the planning and zoning helped to make up the CCRs.
No.
Really?
No, planning zoning has nothing to do with CCRs or enforcement of CCRs. Those are all the developer.
Okay, then I got the wrong information.
And the only way
that
they're enforceable is through civil court.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. When were they split?
One was as recent as March. There was two that was lot 55 that they were split in 2015, and that was in reference to this letter that Kay had emailed. So that's right there as they, you know, split. It makes the lots much smaller, which is going to decrease the value of some of the area, and also the houses are smaller.
Brad, I'll give you a little bit of history, not to interrupt you, Ginger, but I remember, and I'd have to go back, and I have it over there, I didn't bring it, but Bob was presented with some lot splits a few years back, and he got a hold of me, and we got a hold of the DNR, and we got a hold of the homeowner, and he tried to research everything he could for a reason that they're not supposed to be split. And evidently, he didn't find one because he split, three or four of them. Mm-hmm. And then they presented one while I was interim in March, and I still did the research a little bit, looked back on what he had done, and we signed the lot split. And then Ginger came to the planning office wanting to appeal or do something. We ran this by the county commission's attorney. The time period for an appeal had lapsed, the 90 days had lapsed. The only remedy that I had for Ginger was that we could require, which Bob tried to at the time, some kind of HOA approval before he would split lots, and according to what she's saying, they're not going to approve it. But we couldn't get any response out of the current HOA. The DNR said they didn't care. Why are we seeing this? I actually sent them the email, and they said, well, why are we even looking at this? And so there was really no regulatory that was watching it, and I agree with her. If you got a plant that's only supposed to have X amount of homes on it, you can't split every lot in there and go from 150 to 300.
Isn't there one in there, though, that didn't even
be
used?
There was three plants.
That's the mechanical plant, and it will cost at least $150,000 to $200,000 to bring it up to par. And we can't afford that. And plus, you have to have a certain amount of flow to go through it, and we wouldn't have that.
What's the, you know what the capacity of the present plant is?
I do not. I know we're only maybe about halfway there for whatever it is, but it's like 140 lots that is on there right now.
Well, it goes on flow.
It goes on flow,
house.
And I don't have that information.
That's where that was my next question, where you were on this.
I wish I would have brought that, but I don't have it with me right now. Uh-huh. I could get it for you and, send it to you.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at this long range. It's not an immediate problem.
Right. And we don't want to get into any kind of a problem where we're going to have to expand that plant, because we would have to put an extra assessment on all the properties, and some of the people have already complained because we raised our monthly sewer fee $10 from 40 to 50, and there was a lot of opposition on that. But it hadn't been raised for several years, and as the years go by, it costs more and more to keep it in compliance and for maintenance.
Do I understand that the HOAs or the POA, whoever it's done
mm-hmm.
there,
that's fine.
Has it already regulated in their statutes that it cannot be split?
Yes. That third page in our CCRs, and it says that.
Why did they not reply to?
I don't know. Bob had a hard time. He had me even check with the DNR. He looked for reasons not to split it at that time.
Well, maybe you didn't have, our CCRs that you could actually look at.
Well, it's not our place to do that.
Right. No, it didn't come before. I knew about it when it happened, but it didn't come before this board at that time.
Right. It wouldn't have come before the board.
Okay.
It would have to be a civil case at this point, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Question, what entity is splitting these lots up? Is this a developer?
Buys a lot, and then they decide they want to split it so that they can sell off a lot.
It's individual owner.
Yes.
But it has to come in front of the office.
Right.
As amended plat.
As an amended plat, and that's done in office.
I understand. Well, if we don't have any teeth on this thing, and don't take that personally, I mean, if you've got the lots platted and you have one sewer hookup.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to split the lot, that's fine, but why do you have to allow them to have a second sewer hookup? It might be an avenue to prevent the lot splitting.
Okay.
That's why I told her that we'd have to have, if I received another application for that, we'd have to have some kind of a HOA able to hook the sewer approval, just like we would with any other.
If they want to split the lot, okay, they split the lot, but now neither one of them are large enough to take a septic system.
No.
Well, they're presently not able to do that now because they're just a 1 acre lot.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So that's the point I'm making. If that particular lot, that entity has a sewer connection.
Mm-hmm.
So they can split it into 10 lots if they want to, but they're only going to get one sewer connection to one residence.
Isn't that the way Paradise Village?
And that's the way you're going to have control of it.
You have to have two lots out there because of the size.
That gives you a bit of a clue.
That I don't know. I haven't done any in there yet.
Because that's really not our problem, but that will give you a handle on that problem.
Even
from a county, if there's a platted subdivision, it would seem like the county wouldn't make any.
If it suits
because
the
it's
size
all it's to, all platted and they're
without HOA approval.
I know he tried.
They're making changes to our plat now.
I remember when it came through.
To prove. Right.
The HOAs.
And that's what I told her, that if I had any that came in new from now, that they're not allowing the sewer hookup, that we wouldn't approve the plat. Or approve it knowing that they couldn't hook the sewer, they just have a blank lot.
Oh, I know the builder that did it the first split. I know all about it.
So that would be the thing to do is it.
That's your handle to the problem right there, ma'am.
There's no way that we can keep the planning and zoning from approving them to split a lot when they.
We can't approve one unless they can get rid of the sewage. That's part of the COC.
Right. That changes the whole plat that we have, our whole plat map. When you do that, because everything is all platted, so wouldn't that change the plat and our original plat map that we have?
Well, I suppose it was, but we're not responsible for the plat map.
Okay.
I mean, that's just that the plat, they recorded a plat.
Right.
And turned it in.
Right.
And now they're coming for a split. Well, what they do on that split, then they go in and get a new survey on that. And they go in there, and it's called a minor.
No, this would be amended plat.
Amended plat. And then you just go in, get it resurveyed, and they turn it in, get it recorded and on that. But you still have the handle if you don't give them sewer.
Okay.
Just don't let them put it in another sewer connection.
Yeah, if somebody wants to split their lot, that's perfectly all right.
What about the water? I mean, I was on Water District 3 for many, many years. I'm not associated with it now. But talk to them.
Okay.
There's only one water hookup on each lot as well.
Okay.
I mean, if they don't give them water and they don't give them sewer, I doubt if they're going to sell very well.
Okay.
They can put in a water tank and a porta potty.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that'll work very well.
That's your club right there.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for all your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Take one and pass it on, please.
Just one?
Well, unless you want more than one.
We got anything else to talk about, Scott?
Yep. I've got new public hearing sign-up sheets I wanted to run by you. I'll let you get them passed out here. I wish I'd invented this, but I didn't.
You only need one.
You said you was going to do these.
You got enough for everybody?
Yes, sir.
Instead of tracking the sheets and having people come up front to sign up, if we have these in the back and we announce to them that anybody that wants to speak, grab a sheet, fill it out, then, of course, the Board of Adjustment, they'll have them stand to swear in. Even anybody that wants to speak, stand up. But in your public hearings for your planning, you'd have people in the audience sitting with these filled out. Then you would have your applicant speak to you. And then the chairman would ask if there's anybody out there for this project that wants to speak. Okay, come forward. They would hand this to Bonita. She would have a record. That's been part of the problem that we've had keeping track of names.
All of them going to come up and hand them to her?
They would hand them to her, walk to the podium, and state their name.
One person at a time?
One person at a time.
You're going to need a master sheet and a way to keep the order on them.
Yeah.
Well, that's the orders right here. Yeah. Why keep an order? I mean, then when you're finished, everybody that's for that project, now who's against that project? Well, come forward, they'd drop this off, and then they'd stand and give their name. You won't have a list, you just ask for the people. There might be 10 people out there that never even get up that's filled this out. They, well, I've had my question answered. But if they did want to speak, you'd give them opportunity. They'd hand this to Bonita. She'd have a record of who it was.
Is that mainly why you want to do this, is to clarify who's telling what?